Michael,
Morgan, your buttons are dropping off.
I know. Not the only one. You've been a heavy rock, heavy metal fan for a long time, I hear.
Since I heard Deep Purple's Made in Japan in 1980.
Ah, wow.
That was it.
And what possessed you to come up here and do this show?
Possessed? I was invited, actually, by the powers that be.
Mm-hmm.
Namely Paul, and John let me in as well.
I see. Let you in?
Let me in, yeah.
He's letting you out now. Okay, I am the presenter, of course, of the Irish Rock Show. Thanks to the producers all during the year. Many thanks to John Walsh and Seamus Brophy, and especially Paul Comfort for getting the show off the ground. Paul was the pioneer, I guess, of the Irish Rock Show. We had many bands in the studio, including the Subterraneans, The Word, and The Word are a band to look out for in 1989, let me tell you. Many thanks to all the bands for sending the demo tapes, everything, and I hope I educated you in a certain way that you got more familiar with the Irish rock scene in Kilkenny. Many thanks again to Mr. Willie Henderson down in Henderson's Lounge for providing all the great bands in association with ourselves during the year, and the best of luck to him in the future. Thanks to Michael for pioneering the rock show on Wednesday evenings.
Anytime.
For the heavy metal and heavy rock scene and things as well. So keep it gigging, and many thanks again to us. We're leaving you with a classic song from the number one band in the world. Well, it's debatable. Little bit out here. Good night. I'll see you sometime.
Broadcasting from Kilkenny, this is AMS Stereo FM.
Okay, that's such a great song. We're going back to the right at the beginning of it again. Many thanks to all the producers, all the bands for sending in the tapes. John Walsh, Paul Comfort, Seamus Brophy, and Chris Field, and all the people involved in the Irish Rock Show. And Mr. Willie Henderson. I'll see you sometime. Good luck.
Social here on AMS Radio, 6.5 minutes now away from midnight. That's you too, with or without you. Many thanks indeed to Morgan. And I can tell you he's not gone yet. Looking forward to seeing Morgan somewhere on radio in Ireland anyway in the new year. This is AMS Radio, it's the power sound of the Southeast. 98.6 is our frequency for the next 5.5 minutes or so. I just have a couple of words to say before I leave you for good anyway on this channel. I'd like to thank a couple of people before I leave. I'd like to thank my mother and father for being behind me. And also I'd like to thank Elaine. And hopefully I'll be speaking to you in the near future on some radio station. This is the last time you'll hear this.
Chris Phelan.
It's been an experience, that's what I put it down to. Yeah. I'd like to thank Seamus Brophy and John Walsh. Giving me the chance. Thanks. Good night. God bless you.
4 minutes away from 12 midnight. That's music from a band called U2. Thanks indeed to Chris Freeland. That's called New Year's Day. We do indeed wish everybody a happy New Year's Day. I hope that everything goes wonderfully well for you as well. I hate that autofade. There's a couple of people on the list that I would like to thank, and the list begins with Michael Lennon, who's been the technical man on the end of all the technical difficulties we've had over the last year or so. And a big praise goes out to Michael because he's been there all the time, especially when we needed him. Also like to thank Kay Brennan, who probably has the best country program any side of the Mississippi. I reckon that Kay Brennan proved herself to be the brains behind any country music that was ever played on any radio station anywhere. I'd also like to thank Chris Richardson, who has been with us every Saturday between 1 and 3. A wonderful program as well, and a wonderful person. Johnny Barry is next on the list. What can I say about Johnny Barry? He's been the man who's been here all of the time, whenever he was needed, any day, any hour of the day, any minute of the day. And I'd like to say a special thanks indeed to Johnny Barry. Also to Paul O'Dwyer, who left KCR and came to AMS and proved himself here as much as he did in KCR. He was a wonderful presenter and presented a great program for a long, long time. Eamon Byrne as well also is on the list. Eamon was one of the classic DJs who did everything sort of over the cuff. Never did anything sort of less than normal. He did everything wonderfully well. Noel Doherty is also there. Noel no longer with us, but has gone to greater things in England. And I would like to thank Noel for all the time he put in here too. Next on the list comes one of my favourite people of all time. That's Paul Madigan. I can't say to anybody how much I'm going to miss Paul and miss sort of being in his company, because he's one of those wonderful people who could never be forgotten. And Paul, of course, as everybody knows, did the Dublin City Marathon this year with the AMS banner on his back and did wonderfully well as well. And we can only all join in saying how well he did, how wonderful a person he was to get on that train every day all the way from Thomastown. And I'm going to miss Paul in a big way. Grace Willis is next on the list, who co-presented with Paul for quite some time, was also the newsreader here at AMS for quite some time, and she was also one of the people that we grew to be really fond of. Alex Brennan is next on the list. Now, what can one say about Alex Brennan? I think we'll let you two just come in a little bit longer. Alex Brennan is one of those people who's wacky, he's crazy, he's funny, and he's funny to be around as well. He's got no consideration for anybody, but in a funny way, that can be liked, and I like him for it. Michael Carter is next on the list. Michael came the whole way from Waterford every Wednesday night to present the rock program, and a wonderful job he did on that too. I don't think there's anybody around who's as intelligent and as much into rock music as Michael Carter has been and is, and proved himself in that field for so, so long. Martin Morris is next on the list. Martin, of course, a couple of late night programs also here on Saturday morning and also here on Sunday morning. And Martin, in his own peculiar way, with a lot of the 70s music and the whole lot, made his own little slot, one of those memorable little pieces that you could tune into and remember for quite some time as well. Lots of memories in there, especially for me, because I'm a little bit over the hill. Mark Collins is next on the list. Mark was one of the people who joined us here first, moved on later to bigger and better things with KCR, but he came back tonight, and I admire him for that as well, because he sat in and said a few words, and we all appreciate Mark for that too. Chris Phelan is next on the list, who presented a breakfast program with me, co-presented for quite some time, and one of the people who grew when he came to AMS, and grew quite substantially as well, I think, and became one of the good presenters around here. Noel Burke is next on the list. Noel, I don't think he's even 14 years of age yet, but I think if radio holds a future, it definitely holds it for people like that, because he had the confidence and the personality to come on air at just under 14 years of age. Ger Lanigan is the next person who's there, and of course, Ger did the programme on a Saturday morning for a long, long time, and there was never a better research programme or never a better programme put together than what Ger had on his programme on a Saturday mornings. We thank him for that, and we look forward to seeing him in the new year as well. He's a friend and a colleague. Sandra Dowling is next on the list, only with us a couple of weeks, but proved herself quite remarkably when she came on air. What a wonderful person, and what a wonderful presenter she's going to be as well, because I'm sure that the future holds quite a lot for Sandra. Very confident and very substantial in what she does. Next person on the list is Bob O'Brien, who's been lumbered with the fact of looking after our main transmitter in Tullerone, and his wife Mary as well, and we've grown to know them over the years, being out there in cold, wet, sunny days, bad days, good days, whatever. We were there, and Bob was always there as well. John Reedy, a man from Bennisbridge, or Thomastown direction, who came up to do Saturday programmes as well, we thank him. There's Sheila Kelly. What can we say about Sheila? What a nice little person she is, and I say little in a nice way, because she is a little person, but she's a lovely little person, and she does a wonderful program as well. So strange to see somebody so young into so much really good music. Mary Hine is also on the list, and Mary, of course, did things in her own way too, and a lady who made really good advertisements, and we used her a lot on those. And there's also Michael Moore. Michael went on to better and greater things as well in England, and we wish Michael all the best and his family for the new year, and hopefully he's doing extremely better and well in the new year.
Now, there's only a couple of people left to mention. Second or last on the list, I should say, is Paul Comerford. You're there as well. We won't forget Morgan Mulcair. But second and last on the list is Paul Comerford. And I don't think, for me anyway, from being on the management side, Paul gave his heart and his soul and everything that was behind him to put together a lot of the programmes on AMS and was always here when we needed him. And Paul, if you're listening in tonight, congratulations on a job well done, and I mean a job well done. And congratulations on being here, and congratulations on putting everything you did into it. And we also say to Paul, we know 1988 wasn't a great year for you or your family. We commiserate with that, and we hope that 1989 will be a better year for you and all of your family as well. We know that you plan to emigrate, and all our best wishes go with you. Hopefully everything works out great for you as well. Morgan Mulcair is there somewhere on the list. No, he's not. We forgot about him, but he's here. We did. We forgot about him. But I've heard Morgan for the second time tonight, and he's a wonderful presenter. I mean, he's straight ahead of the rest, Morgan Mulcair. And we thank Morgan as well for all the work that he did put into the Irish Rock program. It became a standard, and it became a program that everybody, I think, enjoyed and listened to. And the last person on the list is a man who walked out of here tonight in tears, and I'm sure he doesn't mind me saying that, because I think we all feel the same way. There's some of us that just don't shed tears as easily. But that was Seamus Brophy, the man who this station wouldn't be here without. And congratulations to Seamus on all the hard work he's put in over the year. And I can't say anything except I like you as a friend and as a person. You're one of the real, real people around in Kilkenny. And congratulations goes with you, because I think the success of AMS lies strictly on your back and solely on your back. And I congratulate you for that as well. There's a couple of things I'd like to mention with all the lads that were involved in the station. Thank you. I think that's well deserved. We're looking at the time. It's 4 minutes after 12 o'clock. I'm gonna end up in Mount Joy, but who cares? There was parties, there was outside broadcasts, there was staff meetings, there was new programme schedules, there was drinking sessions, and there was et ceteras and et ceteras all over that. And I think those especially were all great things as well. That's about it. We leave you with Smokey Robinson and The Miracles, and I second that emotion. From me to you, it's a very good night. Hope that you enjoyed AMS over the last year. Thá Sulagum go Winchip, Tanavas and Sorka. Gadiga May, Midlakela, Risha Korja. Tala Sava, Gazbanokte, Earl of Galair, and I hate that when the vocal catches me. But it's going to be a final mistake. We'll talk to you again sometime. Nighty night. Bye bye. And maybe you'll go away and never come. And I taste your honey's worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me, then you've got the notion. I second that emotion.
From Kilkenny, this is AMS Stereo FM.